This Week in Florida Politics. This week, the controversy over the state's attempts to purge Florida's voter rolls of illegals hit a fevered pitch as the Justice Department ordered the governor to cease all attempts to remove voters. Some critics are skeptical of any attempt to scrub illegal voters because they argue that the problem is minuscule and rare. Those critics gained ammunition when it was revealed that the governor's purge list was riddled with errors and legal voters. When the governor sent the state's 67 supervisors of elections 2,600 names to begin checking and purging, just how flawed the list was became apparent. Out of the 2,600 individuals that were contacted about their status, at least 500 were confirmed to be citizens, and only two were found to have ever voted illegally. Many of the supervisors are now refusing to follow the governor's purge order. But the governor isn't backing down, despite several lawsuits from public interest groups and civics organizations, and the potential of a war with the Justice Department. The governor says he is going to move forward. He argues that the integrity of our elections cannot be compromised by illegal voters. The University of Florida's President Bernie Machen has announced that he will be retiring next year. The 68-year-old has spent nearly a decade at the helm of Florida's flagship university. Machen has a long list of achievements to boast of. He has managed to increase the university's racial and ethnic diversity and maintained UF's prestige as a major research installation. While at UF, Machen doubled the university's research endowment. His efforts have led to the addition of a new nanotechnology facility, an emerging pathogens institute, and a new biomedical sciences building. Thanks to his guidance, Florida will remain a leader in the research of cancer and genetics. If you take the turnpike or like to travel on Alligator Alley, the toll rates are about to go up on you. State law requires that rates rise once every 5 years, and we have reached the 5-year mark. State officials have put the increase off for as long as possible because of the recession, but now they have a July 1st deadline to meet. The funds generated by the rate increase will be used for safety and capacity improvements on the state's turnpike system. If you pass through two toll booths a day, you will see a $1.25 increase in the cost of your weekly commute. That's about $60 a year. Floridians anxious to see Marco Rubio as the next vice president got some good news this week. A poll by ABC News places him ahead of the other potential candidates on Mitt Romney's shortlist for the vice presidency. Rubio even bests Jeb Bush and Rob Portman, who is widely seen as the favorite in the infamous Veep Stakes. Rubio has been beckoning the public to see him as a serious figure in American politics by giving speeches on weighty issues such as foreign policy. Apparently, the GOP primary for the U.S. Senate race is over. At least if you ask Connie Mack. Mack has turned down an invitation offered by the managing editor of the Tampa Bay Times to debate his Republican opponents. Mack, who has a huge lead in the polls, is looking past the primary. He has declared the race to be between himself and Democratic Senator Bill Nelson. Voters will have few, if any, opportunities to hear from Mack or compare him to the alternatives in the Republican Party before the August 14th primary election. Republican rivals like George Lemieux have raised aggressive questions about Mack's qualifications for office. Qualifying for this year's elections came to a close this week, with 8 candidates in the Florida State Senate and 30 in the State House having no opposition. For those candidates with opponents, an August 14th primary will be followed by a November 6th general election. The upcoming elections will feature the new district lines drawn in accordance with Florida's anti-gerrymandering laws, insisted upon by the voters 2 years ago. The new districts have created some interesting races. Current U.S. Rep. John Mica of Winter Park and Sandy Adams of Oviedo are both Republicans and will face off against each other. Two current state senators, Ellen Bogdanoff, a Republican from Fort Lauderdale, will face off against her Democratic colleague, Maria Sachs from Boca Raton. Congressman Connie Mack has 5 opponents in the GOP primary for the U.S. Senate before he faces a yet-to-be-determined Democratic challenger. The current Senator Bill Nelson is a Democrat, and he, too, has a primary challenge from Glenn Burkett of Naples. There are 4 U.S. House of Representatives seats open. The 9th District, former Congressman and Democratic firebrand Alan Grayson of Orlando is running for one of the open seats. There are four Republicans competing for the GOP's nomination in that race. For beating Alan Grayson, will be facing a different Democrat in the 10th District. His opponent is Val Demings, a retired Orlando police chief. Seven Republicans will compete in the primary for the 6th District, and one will ultimately face one of two Democrats competing in the district's Democratic primary. There are six Republicans competing for the 19th District, one of whom will face a Democratic challenger, Jim Roach. Among the Republicans in that race are Gary Aubuchon of Cape Coral, Paige Kriegel of Punta Gorda, and Chauncey Goss, son of former CIA director Porter Goss from Sanibel. And in the 22nd District, West Palm Beach's Mayor Lois Frankel is facing off against Broward County Commissioner Kristen Jacobs for the Democratic nomination. The winner will face former state rep Adam Hasner for the seat. And in our last bit of news, the Miami Heat are in the finals. They defeated the Boston Celtics 101-88, and they'll now face the Oklahoma City Thunder for the NBA championship. Well, those are all of the headlines you absolutely need to know. I'd like to invite you back next Monday for This Week in Florida Politics. This is Andre Samuels, keeping you informed in the Sunshine State.